Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We stopped down at Mercer County High School on Wednesday. There is cross-country practice for a youngster, and then there is play practice for a youngster. So, Mia Ward, let me get this right. You're going to the state cross-country meet on Saturday with the Golden Eagles, and you're performing in the play Dracula starting Thursday. How are you going to do all that?
Just a lot of multitasking and luck at this point, trying to get it all together.
Tell us about your running season and what happened last Saturday. You and the squad are going to state on this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. This cross-country season has been great. We have a great team this year. And so last Saturday we were so excited. We were geared up and ready to run. And we went out there. And we knew it was going to be a tough course. But everyone went out there and gave it their all. And so now we're going to state.
Tell us about your race then last Saturday. I think you ran in Oregon, is that right? So a little bit about your strategy and a little bit about the course and the time, and what did you think of your performance last week?
Well, I knew it was a hard course, and so I started out at a decent pace, and I just worked from there. And your goal is to make your second mile faster or at least close to your first mile and not go out all the way. So you have to, like, kind of try to pace it. And so I did just that, and just trying to pick off the competition, focus on someone in front of you, and try to go out and get them. I thought my race actually went decent. Right now I'm battling Achilles tendonitis right now, so it was a little bit of a rough race for me, but it went overall okay.
So when you found out that the whole team was going to the state, what was kind of the reaction or the celebration among the group?
Well, at first, all of us were kind of, like, we were just waiting, and then we finally heard the news, and everyone was just, like, we're all, like, oh, my gosh, we made it to state, and then we celebrated, and we're all, like, oh, my gosh, and we started, like, getting super excited over it, and we went to cheer on the boys, and it was just, like, everybody was just so happy after that.
Now, you got to run at the state course, I think, probably a couple weeks ago at that Patriot Invitational that's at Detweiler Park. How do you like that course, and what was that first experience like for you?
Detweiler is one of my favorite courses. It has a little bit of hills, but it's not terribly bad, and we already know the course, and it's not one of our worst ones, so I think we could have a really good race there and possibly some PRs.
Now, you know, when I've noticed some of the results this year and, like, the box scores I've read, The girls' team, it looks like a pretty tight pack where the times are pretty close to one another. Now, can you speak to how important that is, and I guess just kind of the talent across the board? And I guess you get accustomed to running with a lot of these kids, apparently.
Well, like, on our team, so, like, our top seven, especially our top five, are all super close. And there's a lot of fast girls out there. There's, like, separate ones from different schools, and they're all fast on their own, but for us, all of us are so, like, tightly knit together that it really helps, especially when you're running together, to, like, get in front of the pack and go against everyone. It really helps you get some points and intimidate other teams, I guess, too.
So, you know, last year there was a cross-country season, but there wasn't a full state meet, so you got a little bit of, you know, postseason running, but to get state is kind of neat, where you can say I went to state. You know, you couldn't say that last year. So what does that mean? I mean, is there a little added significance to that just because of what the pandemic, basically that the pandemic didn't allow you to do that last year?
I would say definitely yes, because last season, like, we had a good team. We had a lot of girls from other sports, like from basketball, who didn't really have, like, I guess a full season of their sports, so they came and joined us, and we had a fun season, and we were, like, peaking at that point, and we were just so excited, and then it was just over. So we got a little taste of what, like, sectionals and regionals was like, and we're just, like, we were hungry for more. And so this year we got to come back, and we had sectionals, regionals, and now state. So it really meant a lot this year that we actually got to do that.
So that's not the only thing you have to worry about this weekend. Tell us about the play the Mercer County High School theater/drama department is putting on, and I know night one is Thursday, so hopefully people can get out and support these kids on stage. So tell us what is playing at the Mercer County High School Auditorium this week, and how are you involved in it?
So this weekend, we're performing Dracula, and we've had a few setbacks because there was a break in school for COVID, so we weren't sure if we were going to make the show happen or not, and we were having, like, we didn't know whether we were going to have enough cast members or anything, but we managed to get all our cast together. We've been working really hard on it, and it's, like we said, Thursday, Friday, and a matinee Sunday, and we're just really excited for it to happen. Like, this is tech week right now, and everybody's just getting geared up and ready for it.
Yeah, because I was told when I did this interview during the 4:45 about on Wednesday, they said, well, you got to be here early because Mia Ward has makeup. So what is your role in this production?
I'm bride number 3. I also help backstage during parts I'm not helping, so I purposely, like, got a more technically minor role so I could help with that. And some of the other cast members have never, like, done stage makeup before. We have a lot of new people this year, and it's great, but they don't know how to do stage makeup exactly, so I'm helping them with that this week and this upcoming weekend. And also, since it's Dracula, we're all a lot of us are vampires, so we have to have really pale makeup and just spooky makeup, and that's what I'm helping with as well.
Can you draw comparisons from performing on stage to performing in cross country? Is there one trait from maybe cross country you can use on the stage, and is there a trait on the stage that you can use in cross country, if you know what I mean?
In cross country, the whole sport, it's not as much about being an individual in the sport, but teamwork, and you can really carry that into theater. Like, the show does not feel like a show unless you have, like, a bond with all of them and the chemistry for it. And on stage, you have to have, like, confidence and, like, I guess good self-esteem, and if you carry that into running as well. And also to combine the two, breathing, because in cross country you do a lot of breathing, and also in theater when you're either singing or speaking. So there's a lot of, like, elements you could combine between the two.
So bride number 3 in a state qualifier in cross country. So tell me, how's it going to work this week? So you got practice today, you got dress rehearsal today, you got night number 1 Thursday, night number 2 Friday, matinee 3 Sunday, state cross country meet Saturday. Did I cover it all? How do you make that work?
So right now we're trying to figure out scheduling, and a show already got moved from Saturday to Sunday because there were a lot of things happening on Saturday. So on Friday, I believe the bus is going to leave at 11, so I'm going to leave with my team, I think, so we have a chance to walk the course, scope it all out, and then I think I'm going to end up coming back, and I'm going to do the show, and then drive back up, possibly, so then I'll be ready to get some good night's sleep at the hotel and run the next morning.
Sounds like a fun weekend, so really enjoy it. Hopefully people can get out and support Dracula Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and then good luck to the Eagles, including Mia Ward, running in the state cross-country meet on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.